Dear friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw Shitas Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, as brought by his father, the Beis Halevi. It's interesting, the coincidence that both the father and the son were Levim. Who would have thought? That Bizman Hazeh, Shvius is not min haTorah, not Shemitas Karka, and not Shemitas Ksafim, however, for different reasons. Shemitas Ksafim isn't min haTorah because we have a Yalfusa, that if there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitas Ksafim. However, if, as the Gemara says, that if there's, as the Rambam says, Shemitas Ksafim is not min haTorah, because Bizman Shiyeh Shemitas Karka, in other words, Yovel, so Rambam understands it's Yovel, Shemitas Karka is Yovel, this context, then if there's no Shemitas Karka, then there's also no Shemitas Ksafim. And since there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitas Ksafim. But Shemitas Karka, so according to the holy Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam holds Shemitas Karka is Doraisa, because we don't have a Yalfusa to exclude it. But Reb Chaim says you don't need a Yalfusa to exclude Shemitas Karka. Even Shemitas Karka is Derabbanan. Why don't you need a Yalfusa to exclude it? Because when do you get Shemitas Karka? Only, as the Rambam says, after Kibush V'chiluk. And today we don't have Kibush V'chiluk. We lost it, Be'ez Ezra, in Kibush V'chiluk. Okay, so that's what we saw in the previous shir. And then we had a kasha from Moed Katan, Daf Beis Amud Beis, where we see Lahedjia, that even Shemitas Karka Bizman Hazeh is Talo Yine Alfusa. That according to Rebbe, Zed Devar Shemitah Shemot B'Shtei Shemitah Zakasuf Medav Rechat Shemitah Karka Vecha Shemitah Karkos, that if you're Meshamit Karka, then you're Meshamit Ksafim. And if you're not Meshamit Karka, then you're not Meshamit Ksafim. So, Haba HaTalia, and here we're talking about Shemitah Karka, because the Gemara says earlier, Shemitah, we call Shemitah, because the Gemara says earlier, V'charish B'Shemis Mishari. Is it mutter to do charish on shvius? And then the Gemara brings, saying it's not mutter. And then the Gemara says, how can it be mutter? And the Gemara says, yeah, it's a Rebbe. Since we're talking about hefsed, and Rebbe holds that shemitah is only derabbanan, so you're allowed to do charisha. Kopanim, the Gemara here is talking about shemitah, and it says that you need a yalfusa. That if you're mishamit karka, you're mishamit ksafim. If you're not mishamit karka, then you're not mishamit ksafim. So Shemitas Karka Bizman Hazeh is also Talei D'Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan. And even according to Rebbe, it's because we have a Gilui. And we have a Pasuk that tells us that there's a time that there's Shemitas Karka. Again, Rebbe says, if you're Meshamit Karka, then you're Meshamit Ksafim. If you're not Meshamit Karka, you're not Meshamit Ksafim. So you see that even according to Rebbe, you need a Yalfusa to learn that there's a time that there is Shemitah and a time that there's not Shemitah. According to Reb Chaim, no Yalfus is necessary. No Yalfus is necessary. Why not? Because there was no Kibush and Chiluk. There's no Kibush and Chiluk. There's no Yalfus needed. But the Rebbe has a Yalfus from the Torah. Zed Var Shemitah Shemot, that from this Yalfus, B'Shtei Shemitos. Shemitas Karka and Shemitas Ksafim. Sometimes there is Shemitas Karka and Shemitas Ksafim, sometimes there isn't. According to Reb Chaim, there's no need for such a Yalfusa. Why is there no need? So you need for Yalfusa by Shemitas Ksafim. The Rambam says that you learn Shemitas Ksafim from Yovel. Beseder. But Shemitas Karka, you don't need Yalfusa, there's no Kibush and Chiluk. So how's Reb Chaim going to be Mistader? How's he going to deal with this Gemara? And it shouldn't be Talei in the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan. Everybody should hold, whether you hold of the Alfusa or not, you don't hold of the Alfusa. Everybody should hold, even without the Alfusa. Not whether you hold the Alfusa, don't hold it. Whether you hold the Alfusa, don't hold the Alfusa, but not Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, you don't need any Alfusas. Because everybody should hold that it's the Rabbanan, because there's no Kibush and Chiluk. So it shouldn't be totally the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan if you have this Alfusa or not. So that's where we concluded the previous Sheor. And now we will go back there. And again, this is based on the Torah of Hagon HaGadol, Rav Baruch Mordechai Zerachi. Zerachi is not only one of the most chashuv Rosh Yeshiva of our door, and a Goyin Adir, but he also somehow finds time running a huge yeshiva and with all the fundraising and everything that he does and going to Chutz La'aretz, Talmidim and giving shiurim, but he finds time to write and a tremendous amount. He's got a tremendous amount of ksavim and Masechtas Hashas. It's unbelievable. Each sefer of his is like huge. Also, his different musar are amazing, so definitely he doesn't need my haskama, but I recommend it for all that's worth. So he answers as follows, that in previous shiurim, we've discussed the Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, in Masechet Shviyas, it says there's a hekesh between the Bia in the time of Ezra and the Bia in the time of Yoshua. But just like in the Bia in the time of Yoshua, they were pater beforehand, and then they became chayiv. So too, in the time of Ezra, they were pater from Shurmus and Maisus, and then they became chayiv. And then Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that when they came in, they were chayiv midivrei Torah. Meaning, even in the time of Ezra, they were chayiv midin Torah, because it says veheitivcha vehirbucha meavosecha, that avosecha, your forefathers, were pater. And then they became chayiv. You were also pater, and then you became chayiv. Your avos didn't have all malchus. Even though you have all malchus in the time of Ezra, you have the kingship, you're still chayiv. Your avos were only mischayiv after 14 years, 7 of kibush and 7 of chiluk. You are chayiv immediately. Your avos were only chayiv when they were kona all of Eretz, so you're chayiv tzibislo, piecemeal, little by little. And Rabbi Loza says, no. They were makabalit on their own. Not that it says ve'itiv chamir v'avasecha, that's talking about asid lavo. So Rabbi Lazar holds that the trumas and maisis are only the rabbanan. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Rechanina holds that it's d'oraisa. So, what is the pasuk of Vehitivcha coming to tell us? Is it coming to tell us that there's a chiyuv of trumas and maisis min haTorah even without kibush and chiluk? And that's what the Heiliger Yossi Bar Chanina holds. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, it's talking about the third Yerusha, but they're not chayiv the second time around without kibush and chiluk. Third time around, they're going to be chayiv. But not the second time around. Third time around, Yerusha Shlishi is their chayiv, but not the second time. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, also in the time of Ezra, the second time, B'yashniyah their chayiv. So now we can say as follows, that there's an afkamina, even linyan shmita bizman hazeh. Because only according to the mandor Melem, kibu alayim as a maisus, Rabbi Lazar. And the reason is that they were makabal maisus on their own. And the reason is because Yerushas Ezra had neither kibush nor chiluk, so they took it upon themselves. Therefore, it's clear that shehu adin leinyan shmitat karka she'ein lehetchayev ba lelo kibush v'chiluk. The same applies to shmitas karka, that you have to have kibush and chiluk, just like by trumas and maisrus you have to have kibush and chiluk, so too by shmita you have to have kibush and chiluk. And you don't need a yalfusa to learn that you're part from shmita bizman hazeh, because there's no kibush and chiluk, as ein alma ledaber. However, that's according to Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, mikivan shehu sover debikra devehetivcha hetchadesh demetchayvin birushat Ezra בתרומות ומעשרות גם ללא כיבוש וחילוק. So he holds from the pasuk of Vehetivcha that there's a chiddush, that we're mischayiv b'Yerushas Ezra b'Trumas u'Maisrus even without kibush and chiluk. So why don't we say the same thing about Shemitah's Karka? Just like this Yerusha of Ezra is better, Vehetivcha, it's better from the Yerusha Solim Mitzrayim, and that no kibush and chiluk are necessary. Kibush and chiluk, the capturing and the apportioning of Eretz Yisrael, are not ma'akev, the chiv of trumas and maisers. So then, hu hadin that Yerushas Ezra is better kiviyachol than Yerushas Olim Mitzrayim hutva, Also, Lenin Shemitah's Karka, that you're Chayiv in Shemitah's Karka, even without Kibush and Chiluk. So now we understand very well why we need a Yalfusa according to Rabbi. And why, according to the Rabbanim, it says in the Gemara that Shvius Bismanazeh is Doraisa. Because they're going, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, that Yerushas Ezra is different. By Yerushas Ezra, it says Vehitivcha. And they're Mischayiv, Hein Betrumasum Maisris, Hein Beshmitas Karka. Gam lo kibush v'chiluk. They're mischayev even without kibush and chiluk. They're mischayev both in shumas and maisers, and they're also mischayev in shmitas karka, even without kibush and chiluk. And only according to Rebbe, there is an additional yalfusa, special yalfusa. Okay, so that's all. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, that he holds that in the time of without Kibush and Chiluk, in the time of Ezra, they're mischayv in Shumas and Maisrus. So if they're mischayv in Shumas and Maisrus, so they should also be mischayv in Shemitah. So that's why Rebbe has a special Yalfusa to tell you that even though Kibush and Chiluk aren't Ma'akev, the din is that there's no Shemitas Karka Bizman Hazeh. And the Rabbanan hold, no, there is Shemitas Karka Bizman Hazeh. There is Shemitas Karka Bizman Hazeh. And that's all because they're in the world of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that Kibush and Chiluk isn't necessary. So if Kibush and Chiluk isn't necessary for Trumas and Maisa, it isn't necessary for Shemitas Karka. So for that, Rebbe has a Yalfusa that B'chol Zot there's no Shemitas Karka. Because there's a Zman for this and a Zman for that. And Rebbe holds that Bizman Hazeh there is no Shemitas Karka Midaraisa, and the Rabbanan hold, no, there is. You don't need Kibush and Chiluk, and there is Shemitas Karka Bizman Hazeh. So that's all in the world of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. You don't know how like Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, then obviously no Yalfus is necessary because there's no Kibush and Chiluk. So it's Pashat, there's no Chiv of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. V'nira od Shema shekatav Rambam Bebiyura Yalfuta Deshtei Shemitot Tahashana Mar Shmitat Karka Kavanai Liovel Velola Shmitat Karka Shel Shviit Nerada Hainu Taima. That the Rambam says explaining the Alfus of two Shmitos. That it says Shmitas Karka. As we explained, the Rambam holds that it means Yovel, and it doesn't mean Shmitas Karka of the seventh year. The reason is Mishum de'af shmitat karka atzma ein ba makor acher lefotra. That shmitas karka itself has no makor to pater it, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, because it says vehitivcha, and there's no kibush and chiluk. The kibush and chiluk aren't ma'akev. So that it says Shemitas Karka, that there's a time for yes and a time for no, that's talking about Yovel, but not Shemitas Karka Shel Shvius, because there's no Makor to Pater Shemitas Karka, because you don't need Kibush and Chiluk, so why should it be Pater? According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, that it says Vehitivcha, and you don't need Shemitas Kibush and Chiluk. So the Rambam holds She'en HaKavana Lomar Tebahach Yalfuta Deshtei Shemitot Et Galag Zerat HaKatuv Leftor Shviit Bizman Hazeh. So the Rambam holds that the in this Yalfusa, we're not, the Torah is not revealing that the Shvius is Patur Bizmanaze. Elad al kochenu hayalfuta atzma ba'al el mod shmitat ksafim miyovel. And the Yalfusa is coming to teach us something else. The Yalfusa is coming to teach us shmitas ksafim from yovel. That if there's yovel, then there's shmitas ksafim. If there's not yovel, it's not shmitas ksafim. And that it says shmita, it means that you return the fields to their owners, to the original owners. That's what the shmitas karka means. That's what you do on yovel. You return the field to the original owner. But after the yalfusa, after we have this limud, that what? That we pater shmitas ksafim. That we pater shmitas ksafim. When we pater from Yovel, when we're pater from Yovel. So after that limud, that there's a time there's no shmitas ksafim. Vadai she'en lafrid ben shmitat karka l'shmitat ksafim. Definitely then you can't distinguish between shmitas karka and shmitas ksafim. Ubarur shehapturim הנוהגים לעניין שמיטת כספים נוהגים גם לעניין שמיטת קרקעות דחד דינה דשביעית הוא כמובן. So after the Alfusa we can no longer distinguish between Shemitas Karka and Shemitas Ksafim, and it's clear that the Pturim that are noeg with regard to Shemitas Ksafim are also noeg with regard to Shemitas Karka, because it's one din of Shviyas Liptur, not l'chiyuva, of course, because one of the tenai chiyuv of there's a tenai of a chiyuv of shmitas karka that we don't have by shmitas ksafim. In other words, Eretz Yisrael and kibush and chiluk, because shmitas ksafim is b'chol makom. So just because you're putter from right, if you're chayav in shmitas karka, you're not necessarily going to be chayav in shmitas ksafim. But once you're putter in shmitas ksafim, you're going to be putter in shmitas karka. Because they're both shmita. It's the same. It's the same category. So according to this, it appears it will come out pashut that the yisod of the ptur bizman hazeh hein le'inyan yovel, both sigh with regard to Yovel and sigh with regard to Shemitas Karka and Ksafim, is the din of Kol Yoshvei Aleha. That if there's a p'tur from Yovel, meaning because it's not Kol Yoshvei Aleha, then there's a p'tur from Shemitas Ksafim and Shemitas Karka, so it all comes from Kol Yoshvei Aleha. V'yityashev al pizeh. And now we can answer what apparently is shver. Why don't we say, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, that at Kolpanim by Yerushas Ezra will say Veheitivcha Gam L'inyan Yovel? That'd be awesome. Why don't we say that in the time of Ezra, when they inherited Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra, we say Veheitivcha even L'inyan Yovel, U'memela Gam L'inyan Shemitas Karka Yisof. In other words, that the second Yerusha is greater than the first Yerusha, because you don't even need Kol Yoshvei Aleha. There's going to be a Chiyuv Yovel in the Yerusha Shnia, even without Kol Yoshvei Aleha. And Memela, Len Yishmitas Karka V'Ksafim, it's also going to be a Chiyuv. So Maishna Yovel V'Shmita, that we don't say V'Heitivcha, from Trumas and Maisis that we do say Veitivcha. Trumas and Maisis don't need Kibush and Chiluk. So you're going to be Chayiv, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Whereas Yovel and Shemitah, you're going to be Potter. What's the difference? However, based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. That we only say the Hatava of Veitivcha when we're talking about V'Yarashta. In other words, Linyan Dina Yerusha. What's Dina Yerusha? Dina Yerusha is Kibush, Chiluk. So there, Veitivcha. And not only kibush and chiluk, but is it bevasachas, or is it kind of like echad echad? Is it going to be all at once, or little by little? So that's all medinei hayerusha. However, the din of kol yoshve aleha is not a din that's nogel liyerusha saaretz. That's nogel anhagas etzem hamitzvah. So that's not what the Vehitivcha is talking about. Kol yoshve aleha means that only if kol yoshve aleha there's going to be a din of yovel. But that's not part of the din of Yarashta. The din of Yarashta is kibush, is chiluk, etc. That's Yarashta. But not, is there anybody ruling over you? Not anybody ruling over you, like we saw in the Yerushalmi. That's the din of Vehitivcha. Because we talk about the Yerushalmi and the Vehitivcha in the same pasuk. So since that's the case, it's not going to apply to kol yoshvei aleha. Ve'viach Hashem lekach aretz asher yoshua v'secha v'rishta ve'hitivcha v'yibracha mi'a v'secha. So that tov and yirusha go together. So sweet friends, the din of kol yoshvei aleha has nothing to do with ve'hitivcha, and therefore we're not going to say ve'hitivcha, since it doesn't have to do with yirusha, it doesn't have to do with ve'hitivcha, because they're on the same pasuk. So since it doesn't have to do with Ve'etivcha, the Mela, what are we going to say? We're going to say that if it's not Kol Yoshvei Aleha, there's going to be no Yovel. Even in Biyashni, even though in Biyashni we say Ve'etivcha, but it's not going to be, it's not going to impact Yovel. And now, based on, so that's Gevaldik, so that's the Chiluk between Yovel and Shemitah and Trumas and Maisus. Trumas and Maisus are Taloi and Dina Yerusha, and Yovel and Shemitah are not. And according to that, for Enfert also, the Gemara, even according to the Rambam, Okafi Biur Agon Rabbeinu Chaim, that for Shemitah's Karka, we don't need a special miut al Zman Hazeh. Why not? Because B'Zman Hazeh, there's no Kibush and Chiluk. And nevertheless, the Gemara makes a lot of sense, that the Gemara does require a miut for Shemitah's Karka B'Zman Hazeh. Mishum shagmara holechet kemandi amar v'sheveitivcha v'alarabot chiyuv tumot u'masmot min haTorah. The Gemara is going with Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanin and the Yerushalmi that the Ve'etivcha is coming to include chiyuv tshumus u'maisrus min haTorah, because kibush and chiluk are not ma'akev. And according to this mandi amar, Yutakanidi Alfusa. Yutakanidi Alfusa to be Mamai Shemitah's Karka. Because otherwise, what would you say? You would say that, listen, Trumas and Maisis, you're chai without Kibush and Chiluk. So Shemitah's Karka and Ksafim is also without Kibush and Chiluk. And we're not learning, according to this Gemara, we're not learning from Yovel. We're just learning, talking about Shemitah. So one second. So if you don't need Kibush and Chiluk for Trumas and Maisrus, as we see in the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, why would you need Kibush and Chiluk for Shemitah and for Shemitah's Ksaf and Shemitah's Karka? So Kamash Malan, the Alfusa. But Reb Chaim, when he says according to the Rambam there's no Shemitah b'zman hazeh, you don't need a midaraisa, you don't need a yalfusa, because there's no kibush and chiluk, and he's not going according to the mandarim and the Yerushalmi Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina that you don't need kibush and chiluk for trumas and maaser. He's going according to the mandarim, you do need kibush and chiluk, and the Ve'etivcha is talking about the Yerusha Shlishis. So memela, it comes out that the Gemara Moed Katan is correct, that you need a yalfusa to be memai Shemitah's Karka b'zman hazeh. And Reb Chaim is correct that you don't need the Alfusa, because the Gemara is going according to the Mandarim and the Yerushalmi that for Trumas and Maisris you don't need Kibush and Chiluk, so you would think so to Shemitah, Kamash Malan the Alfusa, not like that. And Reb Chaim and the Rambam is going according to the Mandarim and the Yerushalmi that there's no need for a Alfusa for Shemitah's Karka, because there's no Kibush and Chiluk, so it's Pashit, there's no Shemitah's Karka. So these words were just phenomenal. Phenomenal. I hope it was understood. If it wasn't, you can definitely contact me. And we saw in the flows mitaras Hashem, nupshat in the Rambam, nupshat in the Gemara, nupshat in Reb Chaim. Everything is mamish kishmak. And please God, in the next year, I hope very much to continue, because we have a lot more to talk about. Just a welt, you know. These topics are ma'im she'ein lam soif. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.